Exhibition. It's a big band show tonight.
Biggest show coming to town this week. Brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings and by Starwood Motors. We have six candidates. We'll run through the list and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town this week. We do this segment as a service for the P1, so you won't miss any really big shows coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty nice of us to do this every Tuesday at this time.
Yeah, it's public service.
All right, candidate number one. Tonight at the College Park Center in Arlington.
That's their basketball arena.
That's what the name of the new arena?
Mm-hmm.
College Park Center.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Neville.
Slight reduction.
Not much.
Listen at him. Oh, my goodness.
Boy, it was exactly like him.
So your heart is broken. Sitting around moping, moping, moping. Crying, crying. You say you're even thinking about
that. You think he always has a hand on the fader?
Yes.
He
has his mic, and it plugs right in front of him into a mixing board, and he just rides that fader up and down the whole time he sings.
It may be factual, it may be cruel.
I do like his voice, though.
Everybody,
he's 72.
What?
You bet.
I had no idea.
Those Neville brothers are that old.
But there's no guarantee.
Man.
I
guess like maybe 50.
So this hit was in 91, but been producing singles since 1960.
Yeah.
All right, can you name all the Neville brothers?
Aaron, Chamberlain.
No. Bob? Robbie Neville, right?
Okay, I was right.
Am I thinking Robbie Knievel?
No, there is a Robbie Neville saying,
"What's it to ya?"
He was like a British young white guy, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Guy.
There's Art Neville, Charles Neville, Aaron Neville,
Charles Neville Riley,
Cyril Neville, and Ivan Neville. Five Neville brothers.
I think they're making some of those
Pudge
up.
Neville, wasn't it?
Ivan Pudge Neville.
Yeah. I saw three or four of them at the Houston Super Bowl, one of those on-the-street parties,
mm-hmm.
You know, during the week. I saw them do a couple songs.
Was Aaron there?
Yeah. And two or three of the brothers were there with him.
Aaron's the only one you really want to see, right? Or are you a big Cyril Neville fan?
What did the other ones do? Do they sing, or were they just... Tito Neville just played bass, right?
No.
All right, that's candidate number one, Aaron Neville. Candidate two, also tonight, this at the House of Blues, Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Chair?
All right.
Yeah.
They have a song called Mark David Chapman, Gordon.
They do?
Yeah, but I can't play it.
Makes me nervous. Didn't he leave BAP?
No.
It's Mark Davis.
Oh, not Mark Davis Chapman.
I find this band entertaining because of the names of the members in the band. Their lead singer is Jimmy Urin.
Listen to Rich laughing at that.
It's funny.
Also in the band is Steve Rye ?
Yes, that's a question mark.
It's part of his official name, I guess, is a question mark. Kitty. And Lynn Z. Those are the four members of the band.
I like them. Yeah, Bits.
Mm-hmm.
Song's interesting.
Gosh. This is good first dance at a wedding music.
Perfect. Yeah, when you dance with your mom or something as the groom.
Jimmy Urin's real name is James Uringer, so it's close. His professional name, though, is Jimmy Urin.
By the way, his Christian name is Jimmy? Urine?
Steve Rye has more punctuation in his name. It's Steve, comma.
Oh, wow. The comma.
Steve, wow. Comma, then it's R-I-G-H question mark.
Okay.
Olay.
These guys are great. Go see them. All right, I guess we're moving
okay.
on.
That was an edit.
Oh, because of a bad word?
Yeah.
All right. Cussing the songs. Candidate number three. Thursday night and Friday night for two shows and two shows only at the Kessler Theater in Dallas. Hayes Carl. That'd be an awesome show. I got some Carl Hayes for you here. Yeah, shouldn't it be Carl Hayes? Yeah, I guess.
Lee Mays Hayes?
But that's his name, and he's awesome.
He misspells Carl,
He's a great
too.
Songwriter, and he can rock a little bit.
C-A-R-L-L. Yeah, too many of those at the end. Just one.
Isn't that Carl?
I don't know.
Does he sing in English?
He's fine. Back on Hayes Carl, he's greatness.
He sounds like he's almost about to cry.
He's great. There's a lot of soul in that man. That'd be God. Great to see him too. Thursday and Friday, huh?
If you want to see him, you better hurry. He just turned 37.
Okay. He's relatively young, Greg. And he's great. I support Hayes Carl. All right, that's candidate three. Candidate four, Friday night at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Yeah, but
George.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Air Supply.
Oh.
In.
Let's go.
The all-time Big Bertha to the testicles.
I was the lonely one.
Oh, man. That's the girl, right?
Singing there. There are actually two guys.
Oh, really?
Gordon.
Huh.
I was so confused.
This is Ann Murray, right?
Feeling like yeah. I've just been used. Then you came
Whoa.
To me.
This could be Even the Nights.
And my loneliness left
It could be Even the Nights.
The one that I love. It could be All Out of Love. It could be Lost in Love.
This is Even the Nights.
The one that you love.
Nice. Is this in Tootsie or Arthur or something?
Yeah, I think Arthur.
No. You're thinking of... the song sounds like this.
Oh, really?
All yeah, the other ones.
Crisscross, right?
Yeah.
No, not from Moon in New York City.
Yeah. This song sounds like that, though. Even the moon in New York City. It sounds a lot like it. They had their place for slow dances.
Play,
in high
play some other songs of theirs, Jerry.
This song,
love, okay.
That song did spend 4 weeks at number one.
Sure did.
Okay, listen. To
I actually
the
like this one.
The titles of their songs.
It's a pretty song.
Their hit singles.
Okay.
Lost in Love.
Yep.
All Out of Love.
Yep.
The One That You Love.
Sure enough.
Young Love, Making Love Out of Nothing,
nothing
at all.
All. Nothing at all.
Yeah. The Power of
Imagine
Love.
That.
Every song has love in it.
You bet. Oh, they changed lead singers. That's good.
I know you had to.
We did a duet in a second. Sue me. This is a pretty song. I don't care.
I am suing you.
I guess I'll sue you, too. It's a lot of paperwork, but I'll do it.
Jump in on there. You know what I always mention about this guitarist, Clashy Giorgio?
What's that?
He plays left-handed.
Yeah.
A right-handed
oh, yeah.
guitar, left-handed.
Upside down.
And it's not strung, restrung.
Yeah, that's left-handed. Right.
That is so weird to me.
And he made it.
That's right. Failed out, of a, out of a Polaroid and liquid paper.
All right, candidate,
girl singer.
I'm in. I'm going
Five.
To Thackerville this week.
Think of me. Think of me, honey.
What's going on?
Cannon at 5, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday at the Windstar, Larry the Cable Guy.
Get her down!
Coming up the other day, all upset because he slept with his third cousin. I'm like, good Lord, if it upsets you that much, quit counting.
If you're in the mood for suckles,
all right.
Oh, baby, okay. It's funny.
That was funny.
He's got a
get her done.
I'll give him that one. Show called on the History Channel, I think it is, This is America, something like that, where he tours America and shows you different aspects of small-town life and stuff. Funny.
Really?
Funny, yeah. That may make the next installment of Reality Jub. I support Larry the Cable Guy.
What is the humor in it?
What?
Is it a bunch of those jokes? Or is
it's just, a lot of it's just him improvising on what these people are saying. He got to artificially inseminate cattle on one episode. He made a comment about dropping his pants. It's funny.
Wait, what?
I'm telling you, the guy is funny. I don't care what anyone says. That's funny.
I don't care who you are. That guy's funny.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yep. Plays to an audience.
Slept with his third cousin. It upsets you that much. Just stop counting. Just quit counting.
Yeah. All right, and finally, candidate number 6, also Saturday at the Boiler Room, Lori Morgan.
That's right.
Oh, who is that?
That was me. I'm George. So that's right. She's coming to town.
What's that?
Who was that, Gordon?
Nothing. I was laughing at the Larry the Cable Guy joke.
No.
Kicking up my heels.
Uh-oh.
Up this town.
Three number one
chicken fried salmon
singles on the country charts.
You're laughing differently.
I'm on
what?
A big roll now.
Yeah, that's a different laugh for you.
I don't know about that.
Monday, which was never good anywhere. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday,
why are you singing that way?
So was there ever a time when she was kind of the queen of country? Did she have a run there?
Oh, yeah, she had it going on about, what's early 90s, 20 years ago now?
Mm-hmm. It was around there, yeah.
What? Says here that,
something weird about the mic.
Says here that she had a lengthy involvement with Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman.
That's what Cardo was doing. He's doing his Aikman impersonation.
That's what you were doing.
I have no Aikman impersonation.
You were both doing an Aikman impersonation.
That's a lie.
And then it says after that she married not Clint Black, but Clint Black's bus driver, Brad Thompson.
Did you see who she's married to now?
He does sports biz.
Randy White.
I'll tell you what.
The former Maverick?
No, it doesn't say if it's not the former Maverick. It does say it's not the former Cowboy. And it also says that the body count on him is now 6. That's her 6th husband.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, that happens.
Good thing it didn't happen to me.
Well, whose voice is that?
Mine.
Says she once told Larry King in an interview that drama is something that lets you know you're still alive.
There you go.
Plenty of drama.
Okay.
There you go.
It's also a pain in the ass.
That's right.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week, is it? Candidate number 1 tonight at the College Park Center in Arlington, Aaron Neville. Candidate 2 tonight at the House of Blues, Mindless Self-Indulgence. Candidate 3 Thursday and Friday at the Kessler, Hayes Carl. Candidate 4 Friday at the Windstar, Air Supply. Candidate 5 Saturday at the Windstar, Larry the Cable Guy. Or Saturday, Candidate 6 at the Boiler Room, Lori Morgan. George.
Support Hayes Carl at the Kessler, but I vote for Larry the Cable Guy.
Gordon.
I think it's Aaron Neville.
Okay.
Because doesn't he have like a quarto on his forehead?
Gives a mole, sir.
So let me, if I understand your question correctly, you think he's the biggest show coming to town because he has something on his forehead?
Well, not many people have quartos.
I think it's a cinco. Or a siete or a seis. Rich?
Get her done.
Attaboy.
Oh.
Jer?
I'll take the field.
Can't do that.
Man. Okay, then.
He tries it every week.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yep.
Fernando?
Larry the Cable Guy.
I'll say Larry as well.
Get her done.
5 votes to 1. Saturday, Windstar, Larry the Cable Guy.